听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，大家好，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。我是赖世雄，在这儿问候。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
And also here on page 65, there is a dialogue, and this is something that we are going to talk about. And notice this.We are here just to teach you or to help you with your English.
Mm-hmm. And today's lesson, lesson 10, is called What Are Friends For?
要不然要朋友干嘛? What are friends for? 朋友是工作什么用的意思这样子。
Well, that's easy.
Why?
To borrow money from.
啊，就是叫朋友是向他来给借钱的。Wow, Bruce, 你实在也够厉害。Borrow, 也就是借的意思。B-O-R-R-O-W. B-O-R-R-O-W. 常常我们用这个字符用错。Well, I know you lack money. I'll borrow you some.
啊，对。
哎，这是不对的。要用 lend, L-E-N-D. Lend 是借钱给某人 Borrow 呢是向人家借 So, in Bruce's dictionary, there is no such word as lend. 他说呢在 Bruce 的字典里头没有 lend, 借钱给人这个字眼
只有 borrow、
他只有 borrow、Borrow 跟 lend, 我们告诉大家怎么使用
Yeah, be careful. When I have no money, I have to borrow money from my good friend, Peter.、Peter is a kind man、at heart, so he lends me money.、
He is a kind man at heart. 他心里头本质非常的善良，还记得吗? At heart. 所以呢，他会借我钱的。你看 Bruce 在说这样的话的时候，突然间他的声调已经变软了。He's trying to flatter me, 想要拍马屁。Flatter 这个字怎么拼的?
F-L-A-T-T-E-R. Again, F-L-A-T-T-E-R. Flatter.
但如果说拍马屁是管不上派不上用场的我们就这样说 Flattering will not get you anywhere、这句话这么说拍马屁没用的你达不到什么目的的Flattering 记住我用动名词做主语 Flattering will not get you anywhere 但 flatter 加一个 y 也可以变名词用所以 flattery Flatter 加个 Y, F-L-A-T-T-E-R-Y, Flattery will not get you anywhere. 都可以这么说。
Right.
好吧再把这个 lend 跟 borrow 做个复习。I'll lend you some money. 我会借些钱给你。或者说 I'll lend some money to you. 但我想向你借点钱。I would like to borrow some money from you.千万不能说 I'll borrow 或者是 you some money 没有这个用法 I'd like to borrow some money from you 这样用法、现在我们就把这一课呢从头到尾我们请 Bruce 老师为我们念一下
Lesson 10 What are friends for? Part 1 Dialogue Jane meets her old friend Fred Jane greets FredHi, Fred. How's everything? He tells her, Not so good, I'm afraid. Supporting a family is becoming more and more difficult these days. She says, What you say can't be more true. Everything is so expensive. I can hardly make ends meet myself.Fred asks Jane, Oh, really? Do you need any money? What I have is not much, but I can loan you some. Jane says, I'm okay. Thanks for being so thoughtful anyway. And he asks, What are friends for?
好，现在我们就一块来看这儿的对话。Jane meets her old friend, Fred. Jane 呢碰到她的老友 Fred. Fred 就是呢我们讲 her old friend, 她的所谓同位语。这个 Jane meets her old friend, Fred, 这个 meets 就是碰到的意思。但有时候我们会看到 meet with 代表遭遇，我们通常碰到一个麻烦，He met with some difficulties. 这个是用 meet with 代表一时碰到，也就是无意间突然间碰到，用 meet with 通常后头放了一些困难麻烦。但是遇到某人的时候，当然就不需要用 meet with somebody， 直接用 meet somebody 这样用法。但是有时候啊，这个 meet some problems, meet some difficulties, 那个 with 不要也可以，对不对？
嗯，都可以。
所以这是我们特别要记住的。但是这个 meet 如果当开会的时候呢，通常我们一个用法， we'll have a meeting tomorrow， 我们明天会开个会议，明天将会参加会议，这个 meet 要加个 ing。这个很简单，但是下面说了，谁将主持这个会议啊？那么这个时候主持会议啊，哎，有一个很棒的用法。
The chairman presided over the meeting.
这主席主持这个会议。The chairman presided over the meeting.Preside 这个字啊，不注意会念成 presided。
嗯，
实际上念 presided 这个字怎么拼
？Preside, P-R-E-S-I-D-E, P-R-E-S-I-D-E 加一个 over, O-V-E-R. The chairman presided over the meeting.
嗯哼。不过又谈到这个 meet 当动词用的时候啊，有个用法叫做 OK, I'll meet you halfway, 什么意思啊？
I will compromise with you. This means if Peter wants to sell me something for $20, but I don't want to pay $20, I want to pay only $10, but...Peter suggests, well, I'll meet you halfway. Let's compromise. Let's say $15, okay?
好，原来 I'll meet you halfway 就是好吧，咱们折中一下好了，大家彼此妥协一下。I'll meet you halfway. Halfway 是一个字啊，怎么拼的？
H-A-L-F.W-A-Y, 一个字 H-A-L-F-W-A-Y, 那个 L 不发音的。
不要念成呢 ,half, 念 half, halfway, 很有意思哈、哦。好啦，就是说我们大家彼此在道路的这个一半，你走一半我走一半，彼此来个妥协好了，也就等于 I'll compromise with you。刚才这个字 compromise,好棒的一个字，妥协。
C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E. Again, C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E.
嗯，这个 compromise 挺有意思，其实也可以当名词。Okay, I'll reach a compromise with you. 用 reach 这个字，哦，好棒哦。
R-E-A-C-H.R-E-A-C-H, to reach a compromise.
好，现在我们就来看直接这个对话了。Jane 先说了 ,Hi Fred, how's everything? Hi Fred, 一切还好吗？还记不记得我们说 how's everything? 也就等于 how are you? How are you getting along? 哦，这都是好棒的用法。还有哪些？看看 Bruce, 我考你，还有哪些说法？
How have you been?
How have you been? 大家写起来。How have you been? 但刚才 Bruce 是用缩写的形态念出来的。
Yes, how have been? How've you been? How have you been 改 have you been 都可以。
一切都还好吗 ？Have you been？ 或者 How have you been？How are you？How's everything getting along？How are you getting along? 哎呦好多我们再把它一个一个整理。最简单的是 How are you? 接着、
How have you been? How are you getting along? How's everything?
这些都是经常我们在打招呼的时候呢我们这样的用语。所以刚才在Bruce 在念这个对话的时候稍早他就讲说 Jane greets Fred by saying,Hi Fred, how's everything? 你刚才用的这个是 greet, 哇、哦、好棒怎么拼的、
This verb is spelled G-R-E-E-T, G-R-E-E-T. This verb has a noun, greeting. 比如说 Hi is a friendly greeting, G-R-E-E-T-I-N-G, G-R-E-E-T-I-N-G.ing.
Hi, 这个字眼是一个很有礼貌的招呼用语叫 greeting. 我们向某人打招呼我们就说 don't forget to greet him when you see him. 当你见到他的时候别忘了向他打招呼哦。我们就可以这样说呢 This is considered behavior. 什么 behavior? Polite behavior.Behavior 这个字啊顺便记住不能说 a polite behavior
不对
要用 polite behavior
Right B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R Again B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R Behavior
也就是有礼貌的行为记住 behavior 是不可数的名词所以前面不要加 a 好啦现在我们就来看下面 Fred 他怎么说 Not so good, I'm afraid. 恐怕我不怎么好哦。也就是 Not so good, I'm afraid 是从 I'm afraid that not everything is so good. 并不是一切都那么好并不是事事都不错。有些不错了但有些不怎么样啦。意思就是说 Well, in fact, you know, I have some trouble. I hate to tell you. Now that you bring up this question, still I have to say, well, I'm not in a very good situation. 我情况处境不怎么好的意思。别忘了 I'm afraid 在这个地方并不是害怕的意思。我们通常表示说哎呀我想有个不好的事情发生了我想就用 I'm afraid 比如说哎呀恐怕他没有考试考及格、哦、那么我们就这样说 I'm afraid that he didn't pass the examination 也可以把 I'm afraid 放在句尾所以前面的 that 这个连词去掉放在前面直接是一个主语 He didn't pass the examination 逗点 I'm afraid 这个是一定是指的坏的方面、好事情你不能说 I'm afraid that he has passed the examination 这就不对了那个时候就要用 I think
否定的、
I think that he has passed the examination 谈到这个 afraid 我们还是要说如果当害怕的时候啊这个时候通常要用介词 of 用法、be afraid of something or somebody 我们再找个例子好了
Peter is afraid of snakes
他怕蛇我记得我们说过了 Peter is afraid of snakes 还用 scared 也是用 of 用法、S-C-A-R-E-D
Right
S-C-A-R-E-D 我们一样
Right 还有 frightenedFrightened Again Frightened、
所以都是以 of 并用我们用 be frightened of 再找个例子好了
Many girls are frightened of cockroaches、
许多女孩子好怕蟑螂哦再来一遍
Many girls are frightened of cockroaches
别忘了蟑螂我们再拼一遍
C-O-C-K-R-O-A-C-H 复数加 E-S C-O-C-K-R-O-A-C-H-E-S
但通常呢美国人都把它缩写成
Roach, one roach, two roaches, R-O-A-C-H, 就是前面的 C-O-C-K 可以把它去掉。Roach, roaches.
啊哈。好了接下来就说了 ,supporting a family is becoming more and more difficult these days. 这些日子来也就指的是现在啊。A family 就是家庭。什么家庭呢 ?supporting a family, 养家。support 本来是支持的意思不过在这边呢就是养家维持一个家庭相当于 raising a family, 用这个字 ,R-A-I-S-E。R-A-I-S-E, 把 E 去掉加了 ING, raising a family, 养个家呢这边是用动名词短语做主语别忘了不要用 support a family 要用 supporting a family raising a family is becoming more and more difficult 是现在正在变得越来越困难了 more and more 后头放形容词这样的用法表示越来越怎么样像我们天气变得越来越热了这句话越来越热了天气怎么说
The weather is getting warmer and warmer.
Mm-hmm. The weather is getting warmer and warmer. 当然不用 the weather, 也可以用 it 开头。
It's getting warmer and warmer.
这个时候不要说 more and more warm, 因为 warm 是单音节的字所以它变成呢比较急的时候呢是用 warm 直接加 er。重复一次就是 warmer and warmer, hotter and hotter, colder and colder, 越来越冷都这么说的。谈到这个 support, 我要稍微说一下了。我记得稍早我们也曾经说过我会支持你 I'll support you, 可以用 I'll side with you.、
嗯
这个 side 当不及物动词与 with 并用。还有包括 take sides with 用法 I'll take sides with you 这个 side 要加个 s
right 当名词来用、
但是别忘了要用复数 I'll take sides with you 你看还有哪些用法也代表支持啊
to support
yeah
you can say I'll back you up B-A-C-K 加一个 up U-P I'll back you upI will support you.、I will side with you.
或者是 you'll have my support. 当名词用法、
Right.
你会有我的支持就是我会支持你。像这些都是不错的。好接着我们再来看、这个 Jay, 也就是 Jane, 他说话了。What you say can't be more true. 哦这重要了。您所说的话真是再对也不为过了。好了在这里就是你说的话真对呀也就是说 What you say is really true 一样的意思但他用了 can't be more true 他用了 cannot 记住一定需要靠这个助动词 cannot 放比较级这样的用法就是再怎么样也不为过的意思不过我们通常也听到这个用法它不用现在时这个助词 can't 它用过去时 couldn't be 用法 couldn't be more true 这个是更客气的用语啊、啊这是真是太好也不为过了 it couldn't be better 真是太好了不可能再更好了已经好到不得了的地步了、
So is it polite for me to sayPeter couldn't be fatter.
哎呀这个 Bruce 马上说了哎这样是不是对我来讲礼貌上我这样说是不是蛮礼貌的我照这么一个句子彼得真是再肥也不为过了啦。Well, watch your language, Bruce.
I'm trying to be thoughtful.
哦、谢谢你。我刚刚说 watch your language.
对。
注意你的用字小心你不要乱说话的意思、这个 language 不要加 s
correct、be careful what you say
就是小心你说的话、你不要乱讲话待会的时候 I'll fix you 我要好好的修你理这个修理叫 fix F-I-X 就是你小心了 watch your language 好我们就可以这么讲说通常我们用这种 couldn't加比较级的用法 我们有很多这个用法，比如说，哎呀，你说的话真对，我同意你的话 ，I couldn't agree with you more 这个用法。I couldn't agree with you 加一个 more， 如果不加 more 的话，就是哎，我不能同意你的话啊、哦。I couldn't agree with you more， 也就是我非常同意你的话。同样的是，哎，听说你的女朋友要跟别人结婚了，我才不在乎呢。I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. L-E-S-S. 我不能再少一点的不在乎，我已经不在乎到头了。所以就这么说。当然你要说这句话的时候呢，那还要带一些动作，比如说这样对话。Bruce, I've heard that your girlfriend is going to marry another. 准备要跟别人结婚了。
Which girlfriend?
是哪一个？这个时候 Bruce 应该这么说。I couldn't care less. 我一点都不在乎，其实就得 I don't care at all 一样的意思啊。好，现在我们接着再来看。Everything is so expensive. 哦，一切都好贵哦。I can hardly make ends meet myself. 这个 myself 前面是呢介词 by myself。那么这个 by 通常不需要写出来的 You should do the work yourself 你要自己做这个事情 By yourself 这个 by 根本现在都不写出来了啊。这比较呢是所谓的简单的用语越简化越好 I can hardly 我几乎不能够记住这个 hardly 等于 almost not 所以前面再不能再加个 not不能说 I cannot hardly 这个用法
对不对的用法、
啊、特别记住因为它本身就等于 almost not make ends meet 使得收支平衡 ends 就是收入的那么为什么复数呢还有一个支出的部分相遇就是收支平衡 make ends meet 这个用语好我们不妨呢这样造一个句子用 make ends meet 这样造句
Today many city couples both have to work or they can't make ends meet
今天呢很多呢在城市里的呢这些夫妇们呢夫妻两口呢都得要做事要不然呢家庭收支是不能平衡的再来一遍
Today many city couples both have to work or they can't make ends meet
The reason is quite simple living in a city can be very expensive
is very expensive
的确是非常的贵我刚才用了 can be很可能是非常贵Bruce 就说哈哪是很可能 It is
、就是、
expensive to live in the city 好现在我们就再来看他下面怎么说了 Fred 就说 Oh really 真的吗 Do you need any money 需要什么钱吗 What I have is not much 我所有的钱呢是不多了 But I can loan you some 但我可以借你一些整个句法呢很简单但是这个问句啊 Do you need any money? 也是可以这样改写 Are you in need of any money? 你看这个 need 当名词前面用介词 in Be in need of something 就是需要的意思就得 need 这个动词我们用 be in need of 造个例子
We are in need of more parks in our city.
我们城市里头需要更多的公园。再来一遍。
We are in need of more parks in our city.
稍早的时候我们说 Bruce 的女朋友呢要跟别人结婚了。Bruce 一听到之后赶紧跑到女朋友那边面前就这样说 Honey, I'm badly in need of your love. Badly 这个字吧。B-A-D 加 L-Y 迫切的那个不是坏的意思啊、
right.
迫切的意思我迫切的需要你的爱 I'm badly in need of your love And what's your girlfriend's response?
She couldn't care less
她根本都不在乎她一点都不在乎你什么东西 I've decided to dump you. 我既然决定了已经要把你甩掉。I'll never change my mind. 我不会改变我的心意。You stingy person. 你这个小气鬼啊，这样子。Stingy. S-T-I-N-G-Y. S-T-I-N-G-Y.
还有 dump somebody. D-U-M-P. D-U-M-P.
也就像垃圾一样，倒垃圾本来叫 dump garbage， 但是把人甩掉，男女之间的甩掉，也用 dump 这个字啊。好啦，接下来说 ，but I can loan you some， 这个 loan 在这个地方就等于指的是贷款，贷一些款给你，其实指的就是 land，L-E-N-D， 它的用法跟 land 完全一样啊。
对，在口语里面我们可以用这个 loan。当动词来用，事实上 loan 本来是一个名词，就是贷款的意思。
嗯哼，好，接下来我们看 Jane 怎么说了。I'm okay， 说我还可以啦，过得去啦。那就等于 I can get by， no problem。
Get by， G E T， 第二个字 by， B Y， G E T， to get by。
也就是过得去 I can survive、
嗯、
这个字也不错 Survive 什么病
S-U-R-V-I-V-E S-U-R-V-I-V-E Survive
好接着说了 Thanks for being so thoughtful anyway Anyway 就是不管怎么样无论如何那么还是非常谢谢你这么样的体谅也就等于 Thanks for being so understanding然后接着 Fred 就说了 What are friends for? 那朋友是干什么的、啊、要朋友是做什么用的呢意思说那我只当你的朋友我应当帮你忙嘛那也就是说 Now that I'm your friend I should do something to help you 一样的意思
Right
好现在我们就把这个对话再从头念一遍请大家注意听如有可能跟着模仿
What are friends for?Jane meets her old friend, Fred. Hi, Fred. How's everything? Not so good, I'm afraid. Supporting a family is becoming more and more difficult these days. What you say can't be more true. Everything is so expensive. I can hardly make ends meet myself. Oh, really? Do you need any money? What I have is not much, but...I can loan you some. I'm okay. Thanks for being so thoughtful anyway. What are friends for?
这个 friends 有个用法特别记住啊，也就是在 be 动词后头 ，everyone likes to be friends with him. 那个 everyone likes to be friends， 记住要用复数啊 ，with him， 就是每个人都喜欢跟他交朋友。那个时候就等于 everyone likes to make friends with him， 都要用复数啊。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye bye, friends. See you next time.